Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this introduction to the Eric Metaxas Show to bring you this important announcement. If your license plate reads NA1 and NA2, your name is Mr. Lawrence Welk. Please make note of it. In a moment, you'll hear from the Lennon Sisters. But right now, here's Danny Boy with that fine Irish tenor, Mr. Eric Metaxas.
NA1 and NA2.
Yeah. Man, that's a throwback. The Lawrence Welk show. Now, people don't know. Lawrence Welk, younger people will not remember
this.
Because you and I barely remember this. But, like, our grandparents used to love the Lawrence Welk show, and it was on every week. And you can't make this stuff up. It was like tuning into another world, but it was on all the time. And his license plate literally read NA1 and a 2.
NA1 and A2.
Because when he would start with his accent, he would say NA1 and NA2, and he'd start the band.
Right.
And then he would bring on a fine Irish tenor and the Lennon Sisters. And it was just like, it's another world. And there are people out there saying, I know all about it. And there are other people saying, "Wah,
duh."
Well, it's our job to educate you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Albin, we got a lot to cover here. First of all, we are talking all day today to Bishop Juwon Zumbez from a part of Nigeria, horribly persecuted for his faith. We wanted to get him on the program. Our friend Larry Taunton is in here with him to help explain what the Christians are going through in Nigeria. It's almost unbelievable. It's very hard to take in that it's dangerous, murderous conditions for people of faith. The radical Muslims there, the Fulani herdsmen and the Boko Haram, these groups are marauders. They are roaming around killing, enslaving, and you don't have any kind of a government to do anything about it. Imagine living in a place where there's just no – it's just anarchy. The government is allowing this kind of horror to go on. It has to do with corruption in the government, all kinds. Another reason to praise the United States of America, because – you can't imagine what people suffer around the world. They don't. They fear for their lives. The cops aren't going to protect them. There are no cops. So we're going to be talking to him. But this ties in to the fundraising goal we have for this month. We're working again with CSI. CSI is one of the greatest organizations out there because what they do is they try to help people being horribly persecuted in Africa, exactly like we're describing. We're focused through CSI, not on Nigeria, which is a horrible situation, but on another horrible situation going on in the South Sudan. People are literally being enslaved. It's very hard for me to talk about this. I can't. Here's the good news, folks. We could do something about it. That's the good news. There's horrible news, but there's great news. You can change it. We are asking everyone this month to give anything you can. Now, you know our website is MetaxasTalk.com. We've got the banner up there. And we want to send you all kinds of gifts and things to encourage you to do this, to nudge you, as we say here in New York. That's the Yiddish word, to nudge, to be a nudgenik. And we want to nudge you to give. So we're going to be announcing all kinds of stuff, signed copies of my Donald Builds the Wall book, signed copies of Donald Drains the Swamp, signed copies of Bonhoeffer. We've got all kinds of things that we want to give you. But we want you, whatever you get or don't get, to give something. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner. We'll be giving the phone number if some of you prefer to give that way. But I want to be really clear that the folks in these situations, they are suffering so horribly that many of them are being enslaved. So here's what CSI is doing, thanks to you who give. Anyone who gives $250, okay, and there's plenty of people out there who say, what can I get grandpa, or what can I get dad? He has everything. He doesn't need anything. He gets annoyed when I give him something he doesn't need. How about this? For $250, or you could do this with your brother or your sister or whatever, you can combine. For $250, you buy freedom for a slave. Now, think about this. This is not a metaphor. This is reality. In South Sudan today, there are people who, because of their faith, have been enslaved by Muslim radicals, and they are living in slavery. I can't believe I'm saying it. It's 2019.
Yeah.
But this is happening. The difference is the church has a footprint in these places through CSI and can do something about it. So for $250, you can get freedom for one of these slaves. Now, you're thinking, how does CSI do this? I'll tell you how they do it. They say to the slave owner, to the slaveholder, we will give you an expensive vaccine for your cattle, which is going to help you, okay? It's the Novitium vaccine for cattle, and it's a $250 vaccine, whatever it is, or close to that. If you give us one of your slaves, if we can free one of your slaves. So CSI is on the ground doing this. This is not theory. This is not something happening on the internet. They're there doing this, okay? When the slave is freed, they also get a goat, a she-goat for milk and cheese and whatever. They get a whole survival kit, cooking pot, wool blanket, a plastic sheeting, a sickle for harvesting, fishing hooks, mosquito tent, extra food, a water container, planting seeds, all this kind of stuff. And CSI teams gather around these people to celebrate their freedom. They have a meal with them. They give them medical care if they need it. And they're there to encourage them. And it's a they're a shoulder to lean on while these people kind of come out of the horrors of slavery. Now, I got to tell you, this is real, folks. But the bottom line is it's you who have to do something about it. I mean, that's it's that simple. If that makes you uncomfortable, I have to tell you, this is simply these are the facts that if you have money you can give, you got to think about this. Right. God commands us to give cheerfully. And this is an organization that that's why we get behind them. We trust what they're doing. So CSI, if you go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, you can see the banner. $250 frees a slave. As I say, we're going to give you all kinds of stuff. We haven't figured out the details yet, but rest assured, we want to bless you. We want to thank you. But we know you're not doing it for that reason. So even before we figure out what we're doing, we want to tell you, please go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com. If you'd prefer to call, here's the number, 800-253-3522. It's 800-253-3522. One more time, 800-253-3522. And give what you can. Many people cannot give $250. Maybe you can give $50. Maybe you can give $20. We're asking those of you listening to my voice out there to understand that you're the solution. You are God's hands in this world. You are the church. And you know what? You don't need to be a Christian to give to free slaves, do you? I mean, I would think to me anybody would be moved by this. So it doesn't matter where you're coming from. You've been blessed. You live in the West. You live in a place where we don't have slavery. We've got a lot of problems, but we have nothing that compares to this. And I have to tell you, you know, if you think we have something that compares to this, well, give to this, because you've got to do something about something. You can't just complain and you can't just, you know, be angry. So we want to ask you and we're going to ask you all month long. But folks, please just do it now to get it out of the way so that when you hear these appeals throughout the month, you can say,
yeah, and the sooner the money gets there, the sooner the slaves get released.
This is not something that has to happen in January. It has to happen as soon as you give. So you just go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Now, before we go to our next segment with Bishop Juwon Zumbes from Nigeria, you're gonna hear about what he's suffering. It's very similar, so it's gonna help you understand what people are suffering in Africa. But I just want to say before you go to that, we just gotta leave you with the insanity in America. Somebody wrote an article on Patheos, which used to be a respectable site for like religious stuff. They compare my Donald the Caveman books to Nazi propaganda. Now, why do I say that? Because I want you to know how crazy some people are. They are they're so emotional that this is what they're writing about. When we've got a world with actual slavery, we've got a world with this going on. This is what people focus on. My children's books, they don't like them. They hate Trump, and therefore it is Nazi propaganda. I hope you'll buy some copies of my children's books. We'll send you signed copies if you give to CSI. We'll be right back with a real hero of the faith. Stick around. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times, learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
Shopping online this holiday season? Finding the perfect gift from your computer, tablet, or smartphone is a breeze. Just a few taps and you're done. But all that online shopping, it could expose your personal information and leave you potentially vulnerable to identity theft. And you may miss identity theft by just monitoring your credit, like someone selling your info on the dark web or taking an online payday loan in your name. Good thing there's LifeLock. They monitor your personal information, and if you have a problem with identity theft, they work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock offers something that's perfect for the holidays and beyond, not having to worry if identity theft happens to you. Until December 8th, join and get a special radio discount. Save 30% or more off your first year by using promo code SMART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 30% off or more.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across America. We talk candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Sebastian Gorka, and Larry Elder. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Enlightenment, compelling, entertaining. You'll learn. Go to watchsalemmedia.com for the War for America's Soul Tour.
Hey there, folks. That's Ringo Starr, and I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm sitting here with my friend Larry Alex Taunton. And my new friend, Bishop Juwon Zumbez of Bukuru, Nigeria. We're having an important conversation, and I'm wondering where we should go from here. We can go in so many directions. Larry, what do you suggest? Because I want to serve your purposes here. It's just a joy to have you and the bishop in the studio.
Well, Juwon, why don't you talk a little bit about your relationship or former relationship with the Church of England? I mean, what does that look like, their abandonment of Nigeria?
Well, I mean, Eric should be in the know, I know, that the Church Missionary Society of England took the church to Nigeria, went to Nigeria to evangelize Nigerians and to make Christians out of them. And through the years, it's been very well. We've related very well over the years. I mean, the first black bishop is a Nigerian, Samuel Ajayi Crowther. He did lots of the evangelistic work in Nigeria, though. The Britons were in specific areas. But, you know, over the years we've gone, at least we have lived very well with them. They ruled us. They evangelized us. They gave us education, you know, and made Nigeria probably, you know, gave us the foundation for who we are today, largely. But today, it's all relationship. We don't see eye to eye any longer just because of, you know, faith issue.
Okay, there's an irony, of course, so yeah. I want my audience to be clear what we're talking about.
Right.
The reason, you know, you're a Christian, but you're an Anglican Christian.
Yeah.
And the Anglican Church all throughout Africa is very strong because the British did evangelize, and they brought the Christian faith to so many. And the irony is that now you, who have adopted the Christian faith, you have real faith, and you're willing to stand for your faith, even at the point of bloodshed, the point of threat of death, and tremendous persecution. And you're willing to stand on certain issues of sexuality and so on and so forth. And the church that came to bring you into existence, they have changed on these issues. And so in a way, they're no longer backing you up. They look at you as somehow, actually, if you can really use the term racism, this is actual racism, that they have the nerve to suggest that they know better. How do they know better? By what authority do they know better? They treat you like, you know, like stepchildren somehow. I mean, it's a tremendous irony that you are insisting on biblical standards, and they look at you as though you need to get with the times.
That's true, Eric. I think they think that we don't know nothing. That's the assumption. I mean, it's a
there's
it's,
the racism.
Yeah, it's racism. It's in the marketplace that they believe that we will always come after them.
Let me share an interesting story.
We always trail them in everything.
Yeah.
Is it development? Is
well,
it religion?
Well, I know it's as if they have been enlightened on these issues, and you are still
behind,
believing
true.
In the.
That is true.
Yeah.
As, you know.
And you had mentioned earlier, Archbishop, is it Akinola?
Akinola, yes. Yeah. Peter Jasper.
Yes, Akinola. Wonderful story about him. He was speaking in London to a Church of England audience. I don't know how many years ago this has been, but it's been since 2008, and, you know, since Gene Robinson's appointment. And in speaking to them, and I wish I had his exact words, but I just have to paraphrase him. He basically said this to the Church of England. He said, a century ago, you brought the gospel to our country, and you told us to give up our pagan ways. And we did, and we believed the gospel that you brought to us. And we've sacrificed everything for that gospel. I bring that gospel back to you, and I bring it to you with the same message. Give up your pagan ways and return to the truth. I mean, how powerful is that? And so it's so disheartening for Christians, and not just in Nigeria. I've been with them in the third world all over the world. It's so disheartening to them because they look to the West for encouragement, for strength, and to see the West giving away the gospel, committing cultural suicide, is so disheartening to them. And so the questions I get regarding America are often questions, do we just not believe in Jesus anymore? Have we lost our sense of identity as to who we really are?
Well, many have. There's no question about it. Now, Bishop, you have family, children in Nigeria?
Oh, yes. I have a family. I have was married to Lois. Lois suddenly died this year, April 26th of this year. She went to be with the Lord.
Cancer.
Yeah, cancer. Today in the U.S., I'm going through chemotherapy. I've gone through four rounds. I have two more to undergo, you know, because I was diagnosed with lymphoma, stomach cancer. And so graciously, you know, part of the wealth of the West has intervened in my situation.
Yeah.
Larry did a good job at that, and we found some charity organization that was willing to take care of the bills.
St. Vincent's Hospital, I want to say a nice word for them.
St. Vincent's in Birmingham,
Alabama. Okay. They've been spectacular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, so, Lois died and left me with four children, three boys and a girl. I have a 28-year-old, I have a 25-year-old, I have a 23-year-old, and an 18-year-old. He was just celebrating his birthday on Sunday. He turned 17 on Sunday.
And you lost a child to malaria.
Yeah, I lost one of them to malaria, one of the boys. They were meant to be four boys and a girl. So I have a family, sir. And the family has been waiting for me anxiously over 3 months ago now, since I left home. It's their desire that I come back home. The church is waiting. My family is waiting. You know, everybody out there, my friends and other relations.
Did you know when you came here that you had cancer or it was diagnosed here?
No, I didn't know. I had some problem, but I didn't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so I had told Larry before I got here that if he had even has friends who are medical doctors, could they just check me to know, check my health? And graciously, he did that. When I got in, 2 days after my arrival, his doctor friends, were checking me.
Right.
Yeah.
Steve Skinner, Jimmy Lee.
Yeah.
Thank those guys. But one of them is a cardiologist, and one of them is a dermatologist. And not their specialty. I didn't know an oncologist. And, of course, I didn't know that he had cancer. But they both came away going, this feels like cancer.
Well, this looks to me like God's mercy that you came to the United States where this was diagnosed and now you're getting treatment at St. Vincent's in Birmingham. So praise the Lord that this worked out. It's so strange, but God does strange things. We know this. We know that the Lord allows things we wouldn't allow them, but that's why we're not the Lord. I want to ask when you go back, what are you looking forward to? I mean, this persecution, has this abated a little bit, or is it the same now as it was in past years?
It's still there subtly. This persecution.
Intermittent.
The one we have said is just the one that is maybe on the surface. There are other ways that the church in Nigeria remains persecuted.
Yeah.
For example, you know, the denial of the existence of Christians in some states in Nigeria. There is no one state in Nigeria that there are no indigenous Christians, people who are indigenous to those areas who are Christians. All of the states do have Christians. But, you know, because of the majority, you know, the majority Muslim population, they are denied recognition completely. Now, so persecution continues, sir. It comes in the form of employment, in the form of appointments, in the forms of, you know, in the form of promotion, and, you know, sometimes subtly forcing girls into marriage and then forced conversion at the end of the day.
Forced conversion.
Yeah, forced marriage and forced conversion. They will force them into marrying Christian girls into marrying Muslims and then forcefully convert them to become Muslims. So that's persecution.
Well, when we talk about religious liberty, we realize that most of the world does not have any idea of religious liberty. I mean, it's absolutely extraordinary. I mean, and let's face it, it's a late Western development. I mean, Luther did not believe in religious liberty the way we believe in it today. Mm. They had states. Some states were, you know, Catholic. Some states were Lutheran. They didn't believe that the Catholics in the Lutheran states should be allowed to thrive, and they certainly didn't believe the Jews should be allowed to thrive. It's a fascinating concept. We'll be right back talking to Larry Alex Taunton. You can go to his website, LarryAlexTaunton.com, for much more information on all of this stuff, and Bishop Juwon Zumbez of Bukuru, Nigeria. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. New public opinion polls show independents splitting with Democrats on the House inquiry and expressing opposition to the impeachment hearings. According to the 538 average of national polls, support for impeachment has shrunk from 50.3% in mid-October to 46.3% presently, while opposition has risen from 43.8% to 45.6%. Authorities in Germany say thieves have carried out a heist at Dresden's Green Vault, one of the world's oldest museums containing priceless treasures and jewels. Damage could run into hundreds of millions of dollars. Stocks higher on Wall Street as traders are welcoming new signs of progress in trade talks between the U.S. and China. The Dow is ahead 169 points and the Nasdaq is up 109. This is SRN News.
We're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
The enrollment deadline is next week. So go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This is Dennis Prager, and over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We discuss the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other matters affecting our country. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. Go to WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And I don't know if my engineer James is playing with my head and picking that song. Did James, was that you, or was it just random? It was you. Okay. I knew it. I knew it was not a coincidence. The, the name of the person behind that particular song is Elvin Bishop. Ha ha. Thank you, James. It just cracks me up. We're talking to an actual bishop, Bishop Juwan Zumbez of Bukuru, Nigeria. Unbelievable. Tell us, Bishop Juwan, about the issue of courage and risk, because it's something I've talked about a lot. I've written about heroes of the faith. To be a Christian in Nigeria today undoubtedly takes courage. It would be much easier to say, I've had enough, I'll become a Muslim.
That's true. That is their intention. I mean, they want to really make you frighten, you put you under the threat of death so you can give up the faith and become a Muslim.
So this is intentional.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, of course, it is. It is. They want to convert you. If they can't convert you by, you know, maybe soft and gentle means, maybe violence is the option. I mean, that has been it anyway. Over time, that's why they wage jihad all over the place. But Nigerians are made up. I've been talking to, Cathedral Church of Advent in Birmingham about the gospel, you know, the promises of the gospel and risk.
A prominent Episcopal church in Birmingham, Cathedral Church of the Advent. They've been very supportive of
it. Yeah, they have really supported me. They've stood very well. Now, so the church in Nigeria is made up. We are facing the situation that it comes every day with every sense of commitment to our faith as Christians. You know, like I said repeatedly, one thing would happen at the end of the day. You and I are all hanging up here. We'll all die someday. And we'll either die by some sickness, old age, or, you know, in our own context, probably by some AK-47, the bullets from an AK-47, a machete, you know, a sword, a knife, something will kill you someday. What are you going to die for? What are you dying for? Dying, and how are you dying? What state are you dying? Will you die in sin? Die having your faith, you know, your faith flag flowing or flying, as the case may be? Or you just, you know, die cheaply because out of fear? So we are made up to keep hold on, you know, the fort. The faith forward of Christianity. We are determined generally. The Christians in Nigeria have never given up. We will never sit down to plan evil against the Muslims. We will not fight them. We keep holding on the gospel and still meeting out to them and reaching out to them in love. We still are willing to walk with them for peace every now and then. The Christians still... Nobody has given up the faith, to the best of my knowledge, except they are forcefully made to do that. But all the Christians in Nigeria are going on. But I'd like to tell the West that, you know, I have said that we are going to be weighed on basically two different scales. Our own, in our very, you know, poor state and difficult situation of persecution. The West may be weighed on the scale of comfort, you know, abundance, you know, wealth, and, you know, comfort and security all around it.
Yeah.
Now, and so we, whatever way, we need Christ, all of us. If we go on, if the church in Nigeria must survive and go on courageously, yes, the backup of the Western church and its, you know, prosperity, it must not be watered down for any reason. Risk-taking is part of the gospel. You know, the church missionary societies took risk. This man, Larry Totten, took risk to come to Nigeria to see me. In fact, just to fly for the sake of the gospel is risk. Now, so for anyone who is really moved, and either, you know, to give, to pray, or to put their lives on the line for the sake of the gospel, that is courage and risk involved in it.
I mean, the longer I'm a Christian, the more I realize that's the only way to be a Christian. I mean, it's the only way to live, let's be honest.
The only way to live is
by leaning on God constantly. And it feels more comfortable not to lean on God until you lean on God. Because when you do lean on God, when you put yourself in a dramatic situation and you lean on God, you realize he's there. This is the thing. You'll never realize he's there until you lean on him, until you need him. And so in a way, those who are persecuted in a strange way are blessed. This is what Jesus talks about in the Sermon on the Mount. It's a paradox. Mm. It's a paradox of the Christian faith that we want to have everything go well, but when it doesn't go well, God has an opportunity to show himself.
That's true.
You must have seen some miracles, I'm assuming, in your life.
Yes, sir. Deliverance, you know, miracles come in different forms. You know, yeah. I mean, when for example, an attack takes place, and someone, you know, maybe say three people are killed, and you, right in the midst of that, survive. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Right? Now, when shortly someone going ahead of you, for example, is attacked by a militia group, and then you coming right behind them, you know, are saved. Now, that's a miracle in itself. We've seen miracles in different ways. In fact, I am a miracle. I should be a miracle.
I want to hear. I want to hear more about that exactly. We're going to go to another break. We'll be right back with Bishop Juwon Zumbez of Bukuru, Nigeria, and Larry Alex Taunton. Stick around. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter, so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
This is Dennis Prager. Over the past few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We discussed the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other matters affecting our country. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were great nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Mike Gallagher, Hugh Hewitt, Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder, and Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to WatchSalemMedia.com. You'll be glad you did. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Larry Alex Taunton. You can find him at LarryAlexTaunton.com and Bishop Juan Zumbez of Bukuru, Nigeria. I want to hear about this mass burial, this mass killing that you described, Bishop Juan. But first, Larry, you were going to add something to the courage and risk issue.
Do you recall the big news story, the pressure that was applied on Chick-fil-A to get them to yield to the homosexual lobby? And so I think it was Huckabee who came up with this Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And all you had to do was go to Chick-fil-A on that day and show your support. And I was so discouraged by the number of prominent Christians who are doing all this hand-wringing over whether or not it was appropriate to be doing this. Was it divisive? Was it somehow wrong to be doing this? And I thought, and I wrote a piece for Fox News on this that spoke of how Christians can be very candid when it comes to this kind of thing. But basically, my feeling was, you know, brother, if we can't count on you to buy a combo meal and eat some waffle fries on Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, what's going to happen when real pressure is applied? And I think that what is sorely missing in our culture right now, you know, over 70% of Christians, 70% of the people in this country call themselves Christians, and 26% define themselves as born-again Christians. So 1 in 4, minimum. And so we have a situation where the tail is wagging the dog, I think it is because Christians have fallen silent, and they're willing to risk nothing. And so what I want to say to your audience is this. Here's a man who's risking his life for the sake of the gospel.
Yeah.
He's not asking you to do that. But will you risk a bit of your reputation? Will you risk a bit of your comfort, some of your wealth? What are you willing to risk for Jesus Christ? Are you willing to risk what I call soft persecution, where your neighbors mark you off the party list and maybe you don't get that scholarship or that promotion that you wanted? But Christians have to start showing more courage. He's not begging you to come to Nigeria. But can you, in your own context, stand for the gospel?
That's what it's all about. Look, I talk about this all the time. The people I've written about, Bonhoeffer, I get the same question. When I would talk about Bonhoeffer, people would routinely, usually in seminary settings or some kind of, you know, theological people would say, how is it possible that a man of God could get involved in a plot, you know? And I just would look at them like, what do you mean man of God? Like, if you're any kind of a Christian and you're a man of God. So it's not like he gets a special clerical dispensation that he can't pick up a gun to defend his family or he can't be part of. It's just a bizarre – people really don't think clearly or logically, or they act as though – Christianity really means being nice.
I don't recall David wringing his hands over whether or not he should go out and face Goliath.
That's exactly what I say.
You know, so this is what needs to change.
Or repenting afterward and saying, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to love my enemies, and I cut his head off with his sword. Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
We're not advocating that.
And then David became a Christian. There's comedy, because when you look at the scripture and you just see that there has been heroism in the face of death and torture, and people really, they're uncomfortable with it, and I think that one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, Bishop Juan, is because I think that when those in the West are aware of what our brothers and sisters are enduring for the faith, it strengthens our faith. It makes us understand that, you know, you're my brother. You're not somebody on another planet experiencing something that's foreign to me. You just happen to be chosen by God to endure these things. But we should be praying for you, supporting you in whatever way we can. And I just think it's vital for the church in the West to wake up. And the way the church in the West can wake up is by connecting to our persecuted brothers and sisters. Tell us about, you were talking about this mass killing and this mass burial where you presided over the funeral.
Yes, Eric. Over the years, since about 10 years ago, we have had, you know, a series of very painful moments as Christian communities in the area where I come from in Nigeria, in particularly, you know, that central part of Nigeria, Plateau State, we call the state Plateau State. You know, the northeast part of Nigeria, very painful moments because we have seen our members and our people killed en masse. You know, and the trouble with human being naturally is that if the pain is not yours directly, most times you are not willing to share somebody else's pains. And I think that seemed to be the issue. You know, I mean, it's their pain. Let them enjoy it. Let them go through it. I mean, not too far away from my cathedral, there was a massacre of Christians, you know, one night. And the following day, about 100 people were being buried. 100 people were being buried. And a mass burial form, a common tomb, where all of them, you know, all of the corpses were shipped into. And then some months later, again, was another mass killing of Christians in another location. You know, and during the burial, some legislators were killed. A senator was killed, you know. I mean, a House representative member was killed in that, during that incident. Because while they were doing the burial, people, you know, the Fulani militia came to attack again. So people had to run for their lives.
While they were doing the
burial. Yes, while the burial was going on, you know, the assailants came to attack. Fulani militia came to attack. And then, I mean, on the 3rd of, the one that I was involved directly was on the 3rd of February 2014. You know, Lois and I had just barely arrived from Lagos where she had been in hospital. And so I got home. Then that same night that I got home, part of my church was under siege. Churches were burned, 6 of them in number. Houses of members, you know, razed down totally. 49 people killed. And I needed to be there to bury them.
We're going to go to another break. Final segment in this hour with Bishop Juan Zumbez of Nigeria and Larry Alex Taunton. Don't go away. I know you won't.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. Not everyone could get a ticket, so we filmed the events in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front-row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. You will be glad you did. That's watchsalemmedia.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. This year's White House Christmas tree has been delivered to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. White House correspondent Greg Clunkston reports.
As is custom, the tree arrived by horse and carriage at the north portico of the White House as the U.S. Marine Band played Christmas music. First Lady Melania Trump was on hand for the arrival, walking around the carriage and inspecting the tree, which came from Pennsylvania. During the Christmas season, the tree will be displayed in the White House Blue Room. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Sunday's Hong Kong election, a big embarrassment to China's president. Pro-democracy Democrats securing 12 of 18 district councils available in Hong Kong before the vote. They did not have a majority in any. The Dow is up 171 points. This is SRN News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Hey folks, it's Here Come Taxes Show, talking to Larry Taunton and Bishop Juan Zumbez of Bukuru, Nigeria. Where were we? You were just going to say something, Larry.
Yes. On this issue of risk, I would want to challenge, listeners to think about their own faith and how risk is applicable. Because I think in the West, we've come to worship comfort and health. To think that those are the highest ends of a Christian, that you're blessed if you're comfortable and healthy, and that certainly can be an indication of God's blessing upon your life. But when I was going to Nigeria, I had a number of friends tell me that I was a fool to go to Nigeria. Why would you go there? Why would you risk going there? I think perhaps bungee jumping might be a very foolish risk of my life. But if I lost my life in Nigeria for the purpose of going to tell the story of Christians who are there, who are otherwise voiceless, persecuted, and forgotten by the West, I'm okay with that. That is to say, there are some things that are worth risking our lives for, and the gospel is one of them. And I think we've come to elevate the preservation of life. And I'm not asking people to lay down their life for the gospel. That's not at all my point. Rather, do you understand that our calling, Christ, as Bonhoeffer, Christ bids us to come and die?
I was going to say, you may not be asking people to do that, but But God is, right? God, you know, Bonhoeffer said it, right? The famous saying, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
Oh, yes.
Now, first he means to die to self. But when you die to self, it goes without saying that this may mean giving up your life. Mm. And we're called to that.
Well, and Christians in the West,
holy calling.
Christians in the West who would listen to some of this conversation and say, well, you know, I'm just not sure that I would be supportive of, you know, of Christians defending themselves with arms. It's because you have that luxury.
I was going to say,
you have that luxury.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
You can sit, you know, in your nice homes in America and have the time to debate these issues philosophically when the reality is they're faced on a daily basis with what they are going to do. And I would just want to ask you, if somebody breaks through your front door with the intention to do harm to you and your family, what would you do? Well, if you're sensible, you fight.
I would just be upset that I didn't have a more powerful quiet time that morning. it's an amazing thing because we're talking about this is real. And like you said earlier, Bishop, we're all going to die. There's no doubt. Nobody escapes that. So the only question is how.
Yes.
And will you die doing God's will or shrinking from doing his will? Mm-hmm. We're going to go to a third hour. We're basically done during this time. I just want to remind my audience that if they want to find out more, they can go to LarryAlexTaunton.com, LarryAlexTaunton, TAUNTON.com, where you've done a lot of writing there on this subject, Larry, and people can educate themselves. And Bishop and Larry, thank you for being with me, and don't go away.